the God in you have already made a way for you to escape. And you must know this without a shadow of a doubt. You must believe this. Some of you are going through circumstances and situations right now, and you don't know. You don't know what to do. Come on, hallelujah. But I'm telling you, my friends, come on, our God. You got to know your God when you're going through circumstances and situations. You got to know who God is. Do you know who God is in your life? I'm just not talking about a story. You know, we're just reading this Bible. Just read it like a novel. This is facts. This is true. God is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. There's no power greater than God. I'm going to say it over the airway. I don't know, because people deal with this stuff, and they deal with it. Witchcraft can't hold you. Witchcraft can't do nothing to you. The spirit of Jezebel can't hold you. The spirit of Python cannot choke the life out of you. Only if you let it. When you know who God is, and this is the victory, come on here. They may try, because that's when the scripture, the word comes in. No weapon that form against you shall prosper. Because why? We already have the victory. We already have the victory. This is the victory. This is what we're talking about today. Victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world. I told you earlier, you already overcome that circumstance. You already overcome that situation. You already overcome that hurdle. Come on. You already came through. Come on here. You spoke to that mountain. This is the victory. You have the victory already. Come on here. You're running a race that you already have the victory. You already at the finishing line, but you just don't know. You can't faint yet. Come on. Hallelujah. Stand therefore. Have it done all. Stand therefore. Hallelujah. Having your loins girded about with truth and the blessed plate of righteousness in the helmet of salvation. Come on. Take the sword of the Spirit. Come on here. Having your feet shod with the gospel of perfect peace. Come on. Having your loins girded. You got to put on like the girdle. You got to put it on so that we may be able to do what? To stand, even though we yet have the victory. Praise God. I was just thinking about you. Pastor Ballard, God bless you. You got to. You must stand because we have the victory. We have the victory. And this is the victory. You're not defeated. You can't be defeated. Come on. Because we don't serve a defeated God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that can do anything. We serve a God that turns situations that were supposed to be bad against you, turn it for your good. And we know, come on, as believers, as having the victory. And we know, I make it personal. I know. You make it personal. Those of you that know, you know, come on here. We already overcome. We already overcome. We already healed. We already delivered. Come on, we already been set free. Come on, it's been staged. Uh-oh, somebody better preach that. It has already been staged. Come on here. Hallelujah. It has already been staged. Come on, anything we go through, it's been staged. We already been designed to come out of it. We've already been staged. Because he said, I know the thoughts and I know the plans that I think towards you. I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you to do what? To give you what? An expected end. Hallelujah. And this is the victory. Oh, Pastor Bella, this is the victory. You got the victory and everything come your way. Can't nothing hold you fast. Oh, Stacy, you got the victory. Come on here. Hallelujah. You have the victory. The enemy cannot bring nothing on you and hold you there because you already have the victory. Because guess what? Oh, my God, Pastor Ballard, greater than he that's in you, than he that's in the world. Oh, good God of mine, help me in here. Greater. So there's nothing that the enemy can do. There's nothing that the enemy can say. Come on here. because we got greater in us. And this is the victory. Oh, my God. That overcome it. You overcome that thing before you got in it. Come on, even our faith, when the enemy try to attack your faith, he said, let the weak say I'm strong. You still have the victory. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Put that coffee down. Come on, somebody. And wave your hand and tell God, thank you in the midst of it all, because you have the victory already. You already. They sung a song, and they sing it now. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now, because you know in the end, we're going to win. Come on, don't wait till the battle is over. You can shout in the midst of the battle. Come on, you can give God glory in the midst of the circumstance where you're in. Why? Because you have the victory already. This is the victory. I'm going to say it again. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Good God Almighty, overcometh the world. I don't care what people say. You know, it's a blue Monday. People say, oh, well, I got some lemons, sour lemons thrown at me. Oh, turn around and make some lemonade out of it because you got the victory. Come on. You got the victory. It's nothing that you're in that God has not prepared you to go in and to prepare you to come out. Even while you're in it, God is able to keep you until he deliver you. Because you got the victory. You can't be defeated. We cannot be defeated. I'm encouraging somebody today. You cannot be defeated no matter what is being thrown at you, no matter what's been coming at you. But you got to stand tall. You got to stand left, stand remaining standing, because you already have the victory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Pastor Ballard, I want you to call in. Once we open up these phone lines, I want you to call in. I'm so glad you came on the line this morning. I want you to call in. Praise our God. Error code 321-632-1000. I just want you to call in and get on this. You got the victory. You got the victory. Do you not hear me, people? You have the victory. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. You got the victory. You're not defeated. We're not defeated. Don't hold your head down. You're not defeated. Don't let the enemy stress you out, because you're not defeated. Come on. This is the victory. And overcoming the world, even our faith. Today, you got the victory. Next week, you got the victory. Next month, you got the victory. Come on, don't worry about it. You got the victory. It's already been stated. It's already been declared through his word. Come on here. It's already been sealed, signed, stamped, and delivered. Come on here. I've got the victory in everything that I go through, in everything that I'm faced with, everything that I'm in now. I've got the victory. I have already overcame. I have already overcome that situation. Come on. I just got to walk in faith. I just got to walk in faith. You got to walk this out by faith. Come on. Again, faith has no eyes. Come on. Faith has no. Come on. Faith has no eyes. Because guess what? Blind Bartimaeus, again, as I was saying earlier, blind Bartimaeus had no eyes. But he operated by his faith. He operated by his faith. Come on here. He heard. And what? You got to hear something. You got to hear a word to ignite your faith. You got to hear faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I'm telling you, this is the victory. This is the victory. You got the victory today. Not tomorrow, but right now. You got the victory. Not next week. I'm not trying to get the victory. I have the victory. And this is the victory. Overcoming the world, even our faith. I'm getting ready to open up these phone lines pretty soon. Again, Pastor Ballard, if you can, I just want you to call in and get in on this. Praise our God. That number is error code 321-632-1000. I'm going to say it again slow. Error code 321-632. Okay, I got you. God bless you. Error code 321-632-1000. 832-1000. I'm telling you, God will do it. He will do it if you will only believe. The phone lines are open. The phone lines are open. I'm telling you, you can call in today. Call in, and we'll church and agree with you as usual. I'm live in the studio this morning. Praise our God. Yours truly is live right here. You can see me. Praise God. Those of you that can see me, God bless you, Evangelist Blackman. God bless you in Texas. Give Lewis my love. Congratulations to him. Amen. Hallelujah. We had some seniors graduated. Praise God. And we want to send out our love to them. And we got some going off to college. We want to send our love to them. God bless you. Amen. We missed you all. Give Mother our love. And we pray y'all have a safe trip home. Listen, the phone lines are open. The phone lines are open for you. Come on. Come on. Who will be the first caller? Error code 321-632-1000. Stand tall in the victory. Stand tall in the liberty which Christ has made us free from. And be not entangled with the yoke of bondage again. Praise our God. And this is the victory. Come on here. That overcometh the world. Even our faith. We got the victory. You got the victory today. Come on. Again, that's the phone lines right there. Thank you, Evangelist Harvey, for putting it up. Amen. So those of you that cannot see it, I will repeat it. Error code 321-632-1000. Praise our God. Call in if you can. Hallelujah. I'm waiting to call. If Pastor Ballard, if you can call in, I appreciate that. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to know God is able. God can do it. I believe it. If you only believe, that's all it takes. Believe. Come on. You got to hear a word. In order to believe, you got to hear something. You got to say something. Praise our God. God bless all of you that's on the line this Monday morning. Hallelujah. June the 2nd. Praise our God. Yours truly mine. Amen. Hallelujah. Yours truly mine. Come on. Hallelujah. Getting ready to celebrate a birthday. God has blessed me. Praise God. And I thank God for it. Amen. So I'll let you know what day that is. Come on. Hallelujah. June the 18th. Yes, the 18th. Yes, we'll be celebrating our birthday. I started already celebrating. I started when Sunday came in. Oh, first of June, I started. Amen. And I might take it all the way over to July now. Amen. Praise God. Listen, again, the phone lines are open. I'm waiting for you to call in. Amen. Call in. We're touching the agree with you, and we're standing faith. Hallelujah. With you, and we'll believe that you are with it. We know you already got the victory. We know you're overcomer. We know that all things already have worked in your favor because we believe God. We trust God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to hear from you. Come on. Phone lines are open, my brothers. Phone lines are open, my sisters. Phone lines is open to you that we may touch and agree with you. Amen. You say, well, Apostle, I'm just tuning into the radio broadcast. I don't know what you were saying. I caught a little bit of it about overcoming and this year. And then we were talking about the victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith, you overcome it already. Why? Because God had made it possible. God has given himself for us. Come on here. As a ransom, he paid the ransom for us so that we can have eternal life, so that we can be overcomers. Amen. In the situation that we're in now, it will not overthrow us. It will not overtake us. Praise God. Because why? God has made it possible. And we have to girdle up ourselves while we're yet going through. Amen. We got to keep it on the armor and the breastplate of righteousness. Come on. We got to keep it on because the enemy, come on, want us to fall. The enemy want us to fall prey to it. I know God can and God will bring us out. But you got to know this. Excuse me. You got to know this without a shadow of a doubt. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Again, the phone lines are open. The engineer's waiting to put you through. Come on. He's waiting to put you right through. You could call in today. If you can and will. If you are able to. Praise our God. The number, error code 321-632-1000. Looking forward to hear from you. Praise our God. Stand on in here. Be strong because you have the victory. You have the victory. You're not trying to get the victory. You have the victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. Who will be the first again to call in? Say, Apostle, I want you to pray with me. I want you to pray for me. Come on. Hallelujah. This is the victory. This is the victory. I'm so excited about it. This is the victory. You're not trying to get the victory. You have the victory. You're not trying to win. You have already obtained. You have already won. Why? Because God has did it. He's did everything. So what we're doing is we're walking through it. We're walking through it. What has already been done. I already got peace. You already got joy. You already got hope. You already got it through faith. You got to believe it. You got the victory, my brother. You got the victory, my sister. Come on. Hallelujah. You can stand in the midst of what you're in, and you can come out of it still standing strong and tall. Come on. Why? Because this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Even our faith. Praise God. I'm waiting for the phone calls. I'm waiting for you. Again, Pastor Ballard, if you're able to call in, we appreciate it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We appreciate it. Hallelujah. Appreciate you on tuning in to the Cypress audience. Amen. I pray that this message is where it has touched somebody today. I pray because they have blessed me. Come on. When you stand in victory, you're not defeated because you have the victory. Come on. You won't be overtaken because you have the victory. Come on. Hallelujah. You won't have a meltdown. You have a breakthrough, a breakout. Come on. Not in highs neither. Come on. Hallelujah. You have a breakout because you got the victory. Come on. You're free. You're no more longer in bondage. Because guess what? The victory declare that we are free. His word declare that we are free through him. So we already got victory in the midst of what we're in. We're in this, but guess what? It don't have us. We have it under control because the victory that was given unto us. Hallelujah. It was given unto us as believers. It was given unto you as a believer. Obtain the rights of the victory that God has delivered unto us, given unto us freely. You didn't even have to buy it. Come on. I'm glad we didn't have to buy it. He gave it to us. He gave us the victory. He gave us the victory. So we must walk therein, and we must do what? Hold on. Hold fast. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good word of God. Thank you, Pastor Ballard. Again, hallelujah. I want you to call in if you can. If you can. Eric code 321-632-1000. And this is the victory. You have the victory in every circumstance, every situation that you're in. You have the victory. You must know this. Come on. How do you know it? Why? Because I'm saying it and you're hearing it. So we must operate on what we hear. That's what blind Bartimaeus did. Because he could not see, he operated on what he heard. And that was his faith. He said, and the scripture say, and he heard that Jesus was what? Passing by. And he began to cry, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. Come on here. Then he got Jesus' attention. Come on. He said, well, your faith will get God's attention. He said, what must I do? He said, that I might receive my sight. He already had the victory in the midst of them telling him to be quiet. In the midst of them telling him, oh, you're too loud. He already had the victory. You already got the victory this morning. Somebody who will be the first to call in. Error code 321-632-1000. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. You may say, well, you're out there. And you say, well, I don't know Jesus and the pardon of my sins. You could call in or you could confess it right now because it's simple. You don't have to be voted in. You don't have to wait till nobody write you in or put you in. All you got to do, according to what the scripture says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Again, you don't have to be voted in. You don't have to wait 3 days to hear from me. 3 days to hear from anybody automatically. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. And guess what? You believe that in your heart, you confess with your mouth, you say, You got the victory already. Come on, somebody. You got the victory. Bless you, Steve. Bless Steve. Bless you, man. Bless you. Thank God for you. Listen, I want you to know this. You have the victory. Again, in every circumstance, every situation that you're faced with, you have the victory. It's already planned. All you got to do is accept the plan of God. Allow God to take you through it. And you have the victory, my brother, my sister. You have the victory. Standing tall. I'm still on that. Standing tall and strong. Because guess what? At the finishing line, if I hold out, if I just hold out, it's going to be all over. You're going to have the victory at the finishing line. You got the victory now, but at the finishing line, you totally got the victory. Because you'll be able to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou have been faithful over a few things. Now I want to make you ruler over me. You got the victory. Come on. Hallelujah. Before my time is up. Before my time is up. Can you call in and say, Pastor, I just need you to pray with me. I want you to pray for me. I need you to pray on something because you already have the victory. Again, the phone lines are open. Error code 321-632-1000. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning, cousin, all the way from New York. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. God bless you. Good morning, Miss Plummer, my sister. God bless you. Yes. Thank you, Plummer Watkins. Amen. Hey, that's right, my sister. God bless you. Family's well. Praise God. I want you to know you got the victory this morning. You got the victory no matter what is going on. You have the victory in every circumstance, every situation. Why? Because the word tells us. The word tells us. Come on, that we have the victory according to what the word says. Hallelujah. Error code 321-632-1000. Come on. Phone lines are open. We're waiting. Praise God. I know I wasn't here a couple of weeks. Amen. I know the phone lines probably been open. Amen. And you couldn't call in because it was recorded. Hallelujah. I got 2 minutes for the phone calls. 2 minutes. Those of you that were calling in, 2 minutes left. Come on. 2 minutes. I wait your phone call in these 2 minutes that we have left. We have the victory. Excuse me. We have the victory. We must know this in every circumstance, every situation that we're in. Hallelujah. We have. Thank all of you for tuning into the video broadcast. Cypress audience, thank you for joining in the words of Pastor Ballard. Thank you for joining in the fellowship. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you. You can join in with her, amen, on the fellowship. Those of you who have been joining in with her, amen. I think it's Tuesday morning, I believe. Amen, joining the fellowship with her. Amen. Hallelujah, great woman of God. Hallelujah. Full of wisdom, full of word. Praise God. You'll be blessed if you join in with them. Praise our God. I'm telling you. I'm not telling you something I know. I mean something I heard. I'm telling you what I know. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to come on and listen. Those of you that have not been on, come on, be with us in our holy convocation. Holy convocation will be starting on the 9th, going all the way to the 15th, a whole week. Again, people are coming in. Get the hotel. Get your hotel. Praise our God. Service will convene at the Power of Faith each night at 7. Praise our God. Each morning. Amen. We're going to be there. Hallelujah. It's going to be something. Praise our God. Yes. Thank you. It's Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock on Facebook with Pastor Ballard. You can tune in there. And I'm telling you, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Praise God. Join in the fellowship with her. Amen. And hear what God has to say. Praise our God. And we are still yet standing in the midst of all we're standing in. Why? Because God is sending help. He's sending help with his word. He's surrounding us with the word. Amen. And the word is God. It's what's keeping us. It's the word that's bringing us out. It's what we're hearing to cause us to mature in him. It's what you're hearing. It's what you're receiving. It causes you to do what? Mature in God, and it helps us maintain the victory. Hallelujah. It helps us maintain the victory. Callers, I have no more time for your callers. If you try to call in right now, you won't be able to call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Again, it helps us to maintain the victory. Hallelujah. It helps us to maintain the victory. I keep saying that because the more word you hear, the more word you hear, the more you grow and go. It'll help you maintain the victory that was once delivered unto the saints of God, the people of God. I'm telling you, it's delivered unto us. We must believe this. We must know this without a shadow of a doubt that our faith, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Even our faith. Yes. Holy convocation. Get ready, people of God. Yes, get ready. It's going to be something. Each night, I'm looking to see you. Come on, people I have not met. I got 2 minutes left. I even got a time limit. I've got 2 minutes. In these 2 minutes, I'm going to talk about holy convocation. I'm looking to see you, those of you I have not met, those of you that's been on Facebook, those of you that have met me in the marketplace and said, you're coming. Oh, pick this time to come. The 9th through the 15th. Holy convocation. Come on. Again, if you're in the surrounding areas, you don't need to check in a hotel unless you just want to leave your comfort of your home and just go and check in the hotel. You can do that, but you don't have to. But you still can come to the service in turn each night, however night. But those are coming in. Come on. Amen. Book your hotel. Book your hotel. Amen. Hallelujah. Holiday Inn. They're expecting you. Come on. Hallelujah. Fairfield, they're expecting you. Come on. Marriott, they're expecting you. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss your rooms and be sold out. Come on. So get there. Get there. Starting on the 9th all the way through the 3rd, the 15th. We'll be there each night, 7 o'clock. Amen. Each morning service, 9:30. We'll start at 9:30. Praise our God so we can get out and be right back for the night service. You don't want to miss it. Praise our God. Take your lunch break. Come and be in the morning service with us. Amen. Hallelujah. We won't be there that long. Hopefully the Lord say the same. If the Lord don't keep us, we won't be there. So we can get out, go rest up. Come on, you can go back to your homes, go back to your hotel, rest up, and be back for the 7 o'clock service all next week. Amen. Night. Starting on the night. All the way through the 15th. Holy Convocation. 2025. Come on. It's going to be something. Again, thank all of you that has been there for us and been there with us during the revival, during the church anniversary celebration. Thank you so much. We look to see y'all. We look to see you in the move of God. No matter what, my time is close. I got to get up out of here. The engineer don't gave me my cue. I got to leave you. Guess what? But he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He'll be with you no matter what. Until Friday morning. Friday morning. Hey, Friday morning, same station, same time. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. In the other stations that you heard, I will be there on there. Listen. And then Friday night, we're at Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. Come on, my time is coming, gone. I gotta go. I'll see you in the move of God. Bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in. to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with the